paragraph Chof. Rav Nosson says, Ki ikar ha-hoilodo al yedei zeh. Because the whole concept of a person giving birth is Shebehechrich shetavar haneshoma meirum kol dargin melamala mikol hadalet oilomois atzilus bria yetzira siya measar de les machshova tfisa klal, that the neshoma has, which starts out on above all levels, above the four worlds, from a place that way above machshova, Vioredes ad shenem sheches al yedei yetzer machshavos levodom, and it spirals down, 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 down until it travels via the brain of a person. We know that the seed originates in the brain. Ad shetzricho lavor derech haguf hagashmi hazeh, and then it has to pass through the physical body. Ad sheoiveres beiz pa'omim derech ma'avar hasheten, where eventually it ends up making two passes via the ma'avar of the sheten, of the urine. Kemuva bekama sforim, as is brought in several sforim, including the Choyva Salvovois, who speaks about this, venoiledes bechavolim vetzirim, and then the neshama eventually is born into a person with tremendous pains, birth pains, vayidei riboy dam nido shel haleda, and through the excessive blood that comes at the time of the birth. Umishom daiko tzricha lehizbarer lahavir ha'orla b'yom hashmini ulevatel orla slave shemachshavos roi shemetamtem ralev kanal, and then it has to pass through a stage waiting 8 days, and finally on the 8th day experience the pain of the bris milah in order to remove the orla and to eliminate the orla slave, the tum of the heart, which is the machshavos rois, which mess up the heart. Ad sheyizke l'shaber yetzer machshavos liboy aroim b'chol yoim, and then eventually the neshama grows to be a child and a person who runs into the battle, the melchemes hayetzer, whereby the person is bombarded with bad thoughts all the time that they have to do battle against. Ad sheyizke l'ma sheyizke kfi kishudosoi, until eventually the person is zoche, the person succeeds and achieves what they achieve based on the holiness that the person is zoche to strive for. V'ikar hamilchama avur achalushei koyach shenichshelu, kemoi shenichshelu. And we know that the main battle of the tzaddikim is to try to help those who are very, very weak, who have unfortunately fallen many times into the pits of the Yetzirah. V'gam ato b'chol pam shemesayreres nekudosam loshuv, and now also every single time that these people are inspired to want to come close to Hashem, to want to do tshuva, choyter aleim b'chinas amolek, amolek digs to try to get at them, b'chinas anal, as we mentioned earlier, utzrichim lilchoim avurom lohoyer belibom ulaoyerom ulaidiyom shekol nekuda nekuda shemenaktem achshavtem kanal, and the tzaddikim have to do battle on behalf of these people to try to shine into their hearts, to inspire them and to enlighten them, that every single drop of effort that they put in, every single tiny drop that they move towards the kedusha, and they avoid thinking the wrong kind of thoughts and think good thoughts, is a major, major achievement from which Hashem has tremendous nachas. V'ho'ikar, the most important, now look at Rav Nosson Zal's words, these next two statements. V'ho'ikar, one of the most important things that these people have to understand is, leida she'ein yoidim klal, is for them to realize that they don't know, they don't understand. They don't understand Hashem, they don't understand Yiddishkeit fully, they don't understand everything that they're going through, and therefore to be able to rely on the true tzaddikim to guide them, to direct them. That's number one. V'shelo yisyayishu min hatzo'oko v'hatfilo lo'oilom, and never to stop davening and crying out to Hashem, begging Hashem for help in this battle. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, U Mordechai Bechinas Tzadik HaDoranal Yoda Eskola Shernasa. Rav Nosson Zal is quoting from a pasuk in Megillah Esther, and he's inserting some of his own words to interpret the pasuk. The pasuk is Umordechai Yoda Eskola Shernasa Vayikra Mordechai Es Begodo Vayilbash Sak Veifer Vayitze Besoichoyir Vayizak Zaoka Gedoyle Umoro. Rav Nosson Zal says that Mordechai was the Tzadik HaDoer, Yodas Kol HaShanasa. He knows everything that's going on. He understands everything that's going on. Bozeh HaOlam, in this world, Eskol HaNichlim V'Amumius, Shechoyter B'chinas HaMolek, B'chamimus HaTayvois, U'B'machlekes B'nish Lishtoi, V'chulu, U'B'machlekes Sheboilam, U'B'frat L'Harchik Me'atzadik, V'akoyel Mais HaMolekanal. Mordechai Tzadik is the one who knows all the wiles and tricks of the Yetzer Hara, of the Sitra Achra, whereby Amalek is digging to try to get at the Jewish people, to try to get them to fall, especially those who are the weak ones. And what does Amalek attack with? Number one, Chamimus HaTaivis, all the passion of the evil desires, whether it's the desire for women, for excess food, all kinds of excesses. Ubemachlekes benish lishtoi. And Amalek is also the one who tries to stir up all kinds of machlekes between husband and wife, because he knows that that also can weaken the tikkun abris. When a person isn't shalem with his own wife, when there isn't the right ruach of shalom bayis in the house, then that person is more vulnerable and susceptible, chas v'shalom, to fall, to have bad thoughts, etc., etc. Ubemachlekes sheboilam, and bechlal, the machlekes in the world, machlekes among the Jews, rachmona litzlan, and especially the machlekes against the tzaddikim, ubefrat laharchek me'atzadik, especially the machlekes of people speaking against the true tzaddikim, or trying to block people from coming close to them. V'hakoil ma'ase Amalek, this is all the work of Amalek. V'alkein Vayetze Besoichoir Vayizak Zoka Gedoyle Moira. This is why the Torah says, what did Mordechai HaTzadik do about all of this? He went out in the middle of the city and he cried out to Hashem with all his power. Vechein Hichnis Bisrael Shebacholir Voir Tsoim Uvechiu Misbeid. And so too he spoke to the Jews and he inspired them to all join him in fasting and in crying to Hashem. Bechinas Vedivre Hatsoimois Vizakosam, as it says at the end of Megillah Esther, that the success, the victory of the Jewish people at that time was brought about as a result of the fasting and the crying out to Hashem. And that this was written down for generations, for Klal Yisrael to know, and all future generations, that this is how Bnei Yisrael do battle against Haman Amalek. And this is what eventually turned everything around, that the Jews were victorious. Alkein Daika Al Yedei Hoylodois Hadoirois Shemoidin Lahem Alakusa Midor Lador. And it's for this reason that Rav Nosson Zal tells us that specifically by new Jews being born, one generation after another generation, where the older generation passes on to the younger generation faith in Hashem and Yiddishkeit, midor ledor, being passed down from one generation to the other, bebechinas vador vador emunasoi, as the pasuk says, that the emuna is transmitted from generation to generation, aydeze daika hachnoas umapolas amolek midor ledor. This is what subdues and brings about the downfall of Amalek gradually from generation to generation. Bechinas ledoir vodoir emunoscho koinanto eretz vatamoid, one pasuk, and the pasuk machshevois liboi ledoir vodoir, and the pasuk mogain umoshia lohem vilevneim achreim bechol dor vodoir, bechinas doir ledoir yishabach maasecho. Rav Nosson Zal gives us examples of psukim throughout the Torah where the Torah repeats this concept of the emunah being passed on from generation to generation, and kavyochel the plan of Hashem being passed also from generation to generation, and how Hashem protects us and our children, our descendants, from generation to generation, and one generation to the other passes on the realization of Hashem's wonderful deeds and the emunah. Interesting to note, Lakovet Chanukah today, maybe. Today is Chanukah. We'll just throw in a touch of spice. The Sefer Bnei Yisochar, one of the Hasidish Sforim, has a magnificent drosha on this topic of Melchama Lashem Amalek midor dor. This dor, this word dor. And we're not going to go into all facets of it, we'll just give a little bit, where he begins with the fact that we know that the letter Dalid represents Emuna in Hashem, and the letter Reish represents the opposite, idol worship, Chas V'Shalom. Because we find in the Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the outstanding letter there, the letter that's oversized in the Sefer Torah, is the Dalid of Echad. Because that Dalid is what distinguishes the word, and it's not just the Dalid, that little drop of ink that distinguishes between a Reish, the letter Reish, and the letter Dalid, where on the top part of the letter, on the right side, we add a little bit of ink to make it into a Dalid, from Reish to Dalid. That's what distinguishes between Kel Acher. Idols are referred to as Kel Acher, Lo Yelecha Elokim Acherim Alponai. And we're told that the words Kel Acher, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Ches Reish, is Begimatria Amolek, exactly. Kel Acher versus Hashem Echod, Hashem who is one, the Dalet versus the Reish. And this is why it says when Odom Arishon went against Hashem's instructions, when Hashem told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he didn't listen to Hashem, disobeying Hashem in this manner is a concept of idol worship. Vesartem, you will turn away from Hashem. Vavadatem elokim acherim. That's called worshipping idols. So the Torah says, Hashem said that as a result of that, there'll be a curse. The curse is, v'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. That when you will plant, you'll try to plant crops, good healthy crops, and instead thorns and thistles will grow in their place. The word dardar is that dalid reish, that will switch the dalid for a reish, will switch Hashem Echod into Elokim Acherim. And the result will be these koitzim, these thorns. The word koitz, kuf vav tzadik, is 196, which is the difference between dalid, 4, and reish, 200. When you subtract dalid from reish, you have 196, which is this word koitz. This koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. And this is why we have the Melchom al Hashem b'Amolek midor dor, because Amolek represents the avi avoy satoma, the ultimate in disobeying Hashem. Reish is goyim Amolek. He's called the leader of all the nations. And this is why the word Amolek, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is begimatria sofik. Sofik means doubt, which is the opposite of emuna. Emuna, faith, is Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. One of Hashem's names is Vadai. Hashem is called Vadai, definite. There's nothing more definite than emuna in Hashem. And Chas V'Shalom, when a person has doubts, Sofek, that's Amolek. That comes from Amolek. This Reish is Goyim, this Avi Avoy Satuma. And this is also why the I believe it's the Bnei Socher or one of his descendants mentions that in their time they started having the reform movement where their rabbis, the title rabbi wasn't they didn't enjoy that much, they didn't respect it. They coveted a much more honorable title, they felt, which was rabbi doctor or doctor rabbi. It was sometimes the title doctor replaced the rabbi completely. And we know the abbreviation for doctor in Hebrew is Dalid Reish. And he brings there half jokingly, but half very seriously, that it's because these doctors, these reform characters, or doctor of philosophy, these types of people, these are the ones, again, who, Rachmon al-San, they switch the Dalid, the Hashem Echod, for the Kel Acher, for the Reish. They're poigim in the emuna, in the emunas chachomim, in emuna in the Torah Shebal Peh, in emuna in Torah Misinai, bechlal, etc., etc. Back to earth. Paragraph Chof Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh ein dorshin barayos b'shloisha, v'loi b'maseh b'reishis b'shnayim, v'loi b'merkova b'yochid. Shenismachu zeloze, kihim shayochim zeloze. Rav Nosson Zal quotes a Mishnah from Masechta Chagiga, where the Mishnah says that when discussing the topic of arayos, illicit relationships, you're not allowed to talk, lecture on it to three people. You have to keep it tsanua. It's got to be tsnius. And in discussing, lecturing about maisa bereishis, you're not allowed to teach it to two people at a time, only one individual at a time. V'loy b'merkova b'yochid. And when it comes to teaching maisa merkova, there, you're not even allowed to teach it to one person unless that person has all kinds of qualifications. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us why these three are put together and how it ties into what we're learning about. Ki ikar hanisoyon v'habchira hi b'tayva zois. We know that the main test of a Jew, the main reason a Jew comes to this physical world, is to overcome the test of arayos, of tikkun habris. We know that the name of the angel, the name of the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, his name is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which is Bigimatria Niuf, Nun Aleph Pei, which means Chas v'Shalom illicit, you know, committing adultery or illicit relationship, to show that that's his main mission. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Ikra de Yitzra Bisha al Arayin. The main thing that the Yetzer Hara was put into this world was to try to Chas v'Shalom get Jews to fall victim to this test of arayos. Vafilu beheter yesh alofim v'ribei revovois bechinois. And even within the realm of what's permitted according to the Torah, there are thousands and tens of thousands of levels of purity that a Jew can strive for. Uma kolshkein beisur chas v'shalom. How much more so if chas v'shalom a person is crossing the line and going into sinful relationships, that there are thousands of levels of sin that a person could commit in this area. V'kulam klulim b'shloisha. And all of these levels can be summed up by three basic levels. Shehem, which are the three extremes. Hakodosh b'yoser, she'en lamala mimenu. The top level is a person who achieves the highest level of holiness, the top level of holiness and purity, of the tzaddik emes, for example. V'hapogum hagorua b'yoser mi'akoil. Then the second is the lowest level, rock bottom is, the person who has committed the worst sins in this area of pegam habris. V'habeinoinim, then there's those who are in between, Shehem bechinas, tzaddikim, beinoinim, rishoim. These three categories can be classified basically as tzaddikim, those who are pure in tikkun habris. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the title tzaddik is applied specifically to this area. As we know, Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik because of his exceptional hatzlacha in passing a test in this area. And the beinonim, those who are in between, and the rishoim. Ubevadai b'chol b'china yesh kamo dargois. And obviously, in each one of these categories, there are many levels. Avol klalusam heim shloisha. But basically, it's three levels. V'osur lidroish bozeh v'lachkoer mashinasa bozeh. And it's forbidden for a person to delve too much into this topic and to analyze what happens, what takes place. Ki yefshur ledaber bozeh harbe. Because it's impossible for a person to talk a lot about this. Ki ribui hachoyshev afilo b'chinas hasholel can be harmful. Because a person thinking too much about this topic, even thinking about what's wrong about it and how it's not, it can be harmful to the person, chas v'shalom. Gam kol hoylodois hadoirois heim shloisha. We know also the concept of perpetuating mankind is also based on three. Sheheim b'chinas ha'av va'em va'vlad hanoilad. Father, mother, and the child that's born. And how it is that Hashem created the world in such a manner that the way that a neshama enters into the physical world is specifically through an act that requires a union between the father and mother. It's forbidden for a person to discuss this publicly, because this is something that's very hidden, it's very deep. Okay, that's number one. That's the first statement in the Mishnah. V'loy b'maisa bereishis b'shnayim. And when it comes to discussing maisa bereishis, a person's not supposed to discuss it with two, meaning ki maisa bereishis heim beis b'chinois. Because the act of creation basically refers to two levels. Koidem abriya, v'achar abriya. Before creation and after creation. U'bozeh osur lidroish eich nas avanimshach. And it's forbidden for a person to go into public discussions of exactly how that happened. How we went from koidem abriya to achar abriya. V'loi b'merkova b'yochid. And when it comes to discussing the throne of Hashem, the chariot of Hashem, kavyochol, you're not even allowed to discuss that with one individual unless he's very, very qualified. Merkova z'bechinas eich nichlal hapoyel v'hakoyach yachad v'eich yotzo hapoyel mi'hakoyach al yidei koyach hamemutza shebeneim shnikro koyach ahiyuli. The concept of Maisa Merkova entails how it is that action and theory, koyach and poyel, are actually one. And how poyel is how something is brought out into action from thought via the koyach hiyuli that combines them, that unites them. As is discussed in Rabbi Nachman's wisdom in the Sefer Sichos Horan. Interesting that we're learning this right now on Hanukkah. I believe Rabbi Nizal discusses this in a paragraph in Sichos Horan where he speaks about the dreidel. And he says there that the dreidel symbolizes many different things, the dreidel that we play with on Hanukkah. And one of the things it represents is these different levels within the different worlds and the different levels, including this koyach, poyel, and hiyuli. V'alkei nikra maisa merkova. And this is why it's referred to as maisa merkova, because it's a concept of harkova. It's a grafting together, a uniting of opposites. This is koyach and poyel. V'ze b'chinas achdus, ki nechlolem kulam b'echod. And this is why it says v'loy b'merkova b'echod, because this refers to the oneness of Hashem. Because all of this is really one. U'bozeh osur lidroi shafilu liyochid, ele imkein hoya chochom umeiv meidaitoi. And this is why a person is not permitted to learn about this, to teach this, even to a single individual, unless that person is a chochom umeiv meidaitoi, unless that person is very, very smart. V'alkein elu advorim tluyim zebozeh. And this is why the Mishnah puts all three of these together. Ki machmas sheyef shelidrois barayis b'shloisha, machmas shenechas shom kol ta'avosom, shenim shach mi'asigim anal, shim b'china zuamas amolek. Because for the same reason that we're not allowed to discuss the topic of arayis publicly, because of the fact that we know that that's where amolek, that's where the sitrachra draws their yanika from those sigim. These particles of kedusha that have that fell at the time of shviras hakelim, machmaze also lidroish b'maisa bereishis b'maisa merkova. For that reason, a person is not permitted to publicly discuss maisa bereishis or maisa merkova. V'alkein nismach miad b'mishna kol mistakel b'dal dvorim. And this is why the Mishnah says over there that anyone who tries to think into four things, chasra, it can do harm to them. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds one note, Vatechasreu ma'at me'elikim. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that Kaviyochla, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vatechasreu, he was missing a drop from the highest level of heavenliness. Bechinas hatzimtzum. This refers to tzimtzum. Chisorin, limiting, ma'at, miut, means to limit, something small. The kovoid vohodor tatreu shaydeze po kol hakovoid hazeh. As a result of the tzimtzum, that's what allows the person to be able to achieve the true kovoid vohodor, to be zeche, to be able to receive the light in a positive way, in a beneficial way. Now Rav Nosson Zal touches again on the topic of Purim. Purim, loshen, because Purim is the time of mechias amolek, the destroying of Haman Amolek. Purim, Loshen, Pirurim. The word Purim is similar to the word for crumbs, pirurim, b'chinas poyer hispiro ha'oretz. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi where it speaks about that there'll come a time when Hashem will destroy the enemies of the Jews. He'll make crumbs out of them. Ki ikar hatikun al yidei b'chinas pirurim dakim shemizgaber kol echad lachtoif. Rav Nosson Zal says here a different twist on this, that the main tikkun ho'ilam comes about by people grabbing the crumbs, even the little bits, the tiny a drop of a mitzvah, a drop of tefillah, a drop of good, a person trying, and even when they can't do a lot, not to give up completely, but to try to do a little bit and to realize how special those little bits are. Ki amolek mizgaber mo'oid, because amolek tries very, very hard. Ve'ikar hiskabrusoi bepegama bris, shi pegama machshova, shi b'chinas pirurim. And we know that the main thing that amolek works at is to try to get a Jew to commit sins in pegama bris, which starts especially in machshova, to think the wrong illicit kind of thoughts, chas v'shalom, which are compared to crumbs. Bebechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, man dezorek pirurim denamo, anias rodaf abasre. The Zohar Kodesh says, we know that if a person throws breadcrumbs, if a person shows disrespect to crumbs of bread, the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh say that that person will become poor, chas v'shalom. The punishment for that is poverty. So the Zohar Kodesh says there, kolshkein man dezorek pirurim demoicha. How much more so if a person wastes the crumbs of their brain, which means chas v'shalom the seed, if a person chas v'shalom thinks the wrong types of thoughts that lead to committing sins in pegama bris, where they waste those droplets, which are called crumbs of the brain, that's the expression that the Zohar HaKadosh uses, pirurim demoicha, how much more so that that person chas v'shalom will be severely punished with poverty, poverty of das, poverty of sechel, which is the real poverty. V'hatikun al yedei hatzadik sheyochoi lahagbia elo hapirurin al yedei shemalaket ma'at hamachshovois toivois she'amolek roitze ledorsom olavatlam. And the tikkun for this is brought about through the tzadik who knows how to elevate the crumbs by gathering together the little bit of machshovois toivois that people have. Those that come to the tzadik takes every single little machshova toiva that person has and he puts it into a bag. He locks it up. And Amolek wants to erase those machshavos. Amolek wants to make the person think that this is nothing. It's insignificant. What do you mean? Just because you think a good thought for a moment, that has no value. Whereas we know the Zohar HaKadosh says, Les re'usa tavo de isavid. There's no such thing as a rotzain toiv that goes lost. Even if a person has a momentary flash of a desire to do a mitzvah, a desire to come close to Hashem, that gets put into a safe. That's very, very special. V'hatzak tzadik malakit oisam. The tzadik gathers up those good thoughts. Ki ze b'chinas tshuvas hamishkol. This is exactly what all the Sforim speak about, that when a person wants to do tshuva, the tshuva has to be comparative. It has to be similar to the sin. If the sin was in bad thoughts, the tshuva for it, the tikkun for it, is in good thoughts. Every good thought that the person thinks, every positive thought, a thought about serving Hashem, a thought about helping another Jew, all types of machshavos toivos, that's the greatest tikkun for machshavos rois. Va'oisa mizeh b'chinas purim. The tzaddik gathers together these machshavos toivos and he makes it into a purim. Shehi mapolas homan amolek, which is a defeat of homan amolek. Va'oikar al yedei shemesamea hakoil besimchas purim shenimshach me'asor minin egino shehi simchas chosim v'kala. And the main way that the tzaddik achieves this is by spreading simcha. The tzaddik is the one who's able to inspire people to be happy, to be freilich with the simcha of Purim, which comes from the 10 types of song. We know that the source of simcha is the asor minin egino, as we say in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Alei Osor, Va'alei Novel, Alei Higoin B'chinor, Ki simachtani Hashem beforecho, that the simcha comes from the alei osor of alei novel, the 10 types of song, which is the simcha of the chosn and kala, the music that's played at the wedding. Sha'al yodom ha'hoilodom midor ledor. And we know that it's from a Jewish wedding that hopefully generates new generations, brings new generations into the world. She'ikar ha'tikin al yidei ha'simcha, and the main tikin is through simcha. She'zeo b'chinas goydel oitzim ha'mitzvah l'sameach chosn v'kala. And this is why it's such an important mitzvah to be m'sameach chosn v'kala, because that simcha injects the kiddush of the asura min enegina into the relationship, which leads to holy generations being born, coming forth from it. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds one little side note that there's a Mishnah in the Yerushalmi, in Perek Shkol and Perek Aleph, which says, Lefi shechotu b'chatzi ayoim, because the Jews sinned with the Egel HaZohav, the golden calf, and that took place at midday, at half the day, yitnu machtzis ha-shekel. The tikkun for it is giving half of a shekel. Mavur shemachtzis ha-shekel hu bebechinas ha-tikun shetzrichin b'chatzi ayoim. The Mishnah shows us here that the tikkun of machtzis ha-shekel is tied into the machtzis ha-yoim, midday. Shehi bechinas tfilas ha-mincha, which is the concept of the tfil of mincha, which we daven right after midday. Now, in the next piece, paragraph Chav Beis, Rav Nosson Zal is going to start elaborating and further clarifying the topic that he opened up earlier from the writings of the Arizal about the concept of tshuva and how it ties in, showing the parallels between how things were when Hashem created the world to what takes place inside of a Jew when a Jew wants to come close to Hashem, how that parallels the act of Hashem creating the world. Ulevayer yoiser inyan atoyranal v'inyan tfilas mincha. Rav Nosson says, now we're going to go into clarifying and explaining the chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Mem Tes, and also clarifying the topic of tfilas mincha, which this halacha is based on. And just to make note for a moment, I mentioned this in a shir that I mentioned on Shabbos, that to us in Chassidei Breslov, the Likutei Moran is a concept of a Torah Shebichsav. The Likutei Halachos is a concept of a Torah Shebalpeh. Just like we know, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us the Torah Shebichsav, and the Chachomim, the later rabbis, are the ones who gave us the Torah Shebalpeh, the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And just as Rav Nosson Zal emphasized that the difference between a Jew and Lahavdil a Goy is the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, the Goyim also have a concept of an Old Testament, a Bible. They have some shayches. They can have a shayches to the Torah Shebichsav. But the Torah Shebalpeh is what really differentiates and distinguishes between the Jews and Lahavdil the Goyim. So too, Lahavdil, on a certain level, in order for a person to really understand and appreciate the Likutei Moran, the Sipurei Maisius, the Sforim of Rabbeinu Zal, which are Bechinas Torah Shebichsav, the person really, really has to learn the Likutei Halachos, the Pirushim of Rav Nosson Zal, which give incredible clarification to Rabbeinu Zal's words, to the Likutei Moran, to the Sipurei Maisius, the other Sforim, for a person to be able to know, number one, how to understand Rabbeinu Zal's words properly, and more important, how to apply them to our lives, lemaisa. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki kvar nizbayer she'admor zal merameis batoira zois she'kol inyan atzimtzum shel cholol aponui hamavur bezoira kodesh ube'etz chayim betchilosoi kol ze nasa etzel kol echad miyisrael shu chelek elokam imal. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 49 in the first half of Likutei Moran is hinting to us that the whole concept of the tzimtzum that's described in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the writings of the Arizal, that took place when Hashem first created the world, That symptom takes place inside of each and every Jew who is actually a part of Hashem. Ki b'tzelem elokim oseh sodom, because the Torah tells us that Hashem created man in his image. Man is kavyochel a reflection of Hashem. Ki kol inyan hatzimtzumim shel tchilas habriya hakoil hoyo rak b'shvil ha'odom shakol nivra b'shviloi. Because all the tzimtzumim, all the constrictions that took place at the time of creation were all specifically for the sake of man, Odom. Because we know the Torah emphasizes that the whole creation was for the sake of man. The pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim b'shvil Reishis. Hashem created the world for the sake of Reishis. Reishis is Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people. There's a pasuk that says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasai, that the Jewish people are called Hashem's first crop. Shebishvil ze tzimtzim atzmo yisborach bekama tzimtzumim shoinim. And it's for the sake of man that Hashem kaviyochel constricted himself in many different forms of constriction. V'himshech hezgalos elokusoi b'chochmo niflo. And Hashem drew his heavenliness, his spirituality, into the world with incredible wisdom. Hakoil b'shvil bria asoi lomois. Shehim Hamidos. All of this was so that Hashem should be able to create the worlds, which are a manifestation of Hashem's Midos, the Midos of Hashem. Chochmo, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. V'hakoil b'shvil sheyeh nivro ha'odom boilam ho'asi azeh, sheyeloi b'chiro kazois, she'al yodoi ikar hisgalus malchusoi, she'b'shvil zeh nivro ha'koil. And all of this was so that eventually there would be created man in the Olam Ho'asiyah, in the lowest of the worlds, in this physical world, who would have free choice, and thereby, the main revelation of Hashem's kingdom, the main glory of Hashem's kingdom, would be brought about through man, specifically. And that's actually the purpose of the whole creation. The whole purpose of creation is Bishvil Malchusoi, because Ein Melech Beloyam. And when we say Lichvoidi Barosav Yitzart Vavasisiv, that all the worlds were created Lichvoidi for my Kavoid means my Malchus. Those go together. The term Kavoid, Malchus, Shem are all one. Just as we say Boruch Shem, Kevoid, Malchusoi. All three of these are synonymous. They all refer to Hashem's glory, Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's rotzoin, ritzoinoi shelodom zeu kvoidoi. These are all synonymous, interchangeable terms. Ki Hashem Yisborach rotzo sheyie ikar hizgalos malchusoi al yidei isarusa delasato daiko. Because Hashem wanted that the main revelation of his malchus, the main beauty of the kingdom of Hashem, would be brought about specifically through Isarusa de la Sata, through an initiative that comes from below, from earth. Shehi al yidei ha'odom ha'bavachira daiko, which is only through man who has free choice. V'alkein lo yinistaknu v'lo yiniskaimu kol atzimtzumim v'zgala selakuz shoy al yodom ad shebo ha'odom. And it's for this reason that all of these tzimtzumim and his galus elokus that Hashem initiated at that point did not have their tikkun. They weren't really established until man came along. When man came along, that's when things fell into place. Sheze bechina soid v'cholsiya chasod eterem yiboretz. This is the secret behind the pasuk that says that everything Hashem created, all the vegetation and everything, all of it was in standby, was on pause. Why? Because Hashem had not yet brought rain. Why? Because man was not yet present who could appreciate the rain and who could be mispalel, say his tefillah, and thereby would bring rain, therefore would start everything, would push the button and get the whole creation rocking and rolling, in a sense, to get everything moving. Shezeh soid tikkun hamiskala. This is the secret of the term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, of the tikkun of the mishkal. ki ikar tikun hamiskala hu rak al yedei hodom abal b'chira, because the main tikun of this miskala can only be brought about through man who has b'chira. Ki ha b'chira b'chinas miskala shi b'mishkal mamish, because that's what b'chira is. B'chira is like a set of scales where there's good on one side, bad on the other side, and they're vying to see which one is gonna weigh down the other one. Which one? V'yochay la'achriya l'kan o'y la'pechas v'shalom. In the Bechira, a person can either the right side or the left side can win out. V'yalkein tzrichin lohovin meirochoik. Mish yesh lo'y leiv lohovin meidaitoi. Bekis v'yarizal b'zor kodesh b'sifrei mefroshayim. Hu b'sforum shiyotzu lo'or b'doiroi seilu. And this is why a person has to understand from a distance. One who has the ability to understand and appreciate the writings of the Arizal, the Zohar HaKodesh, and the Meforshim on those Sforim, and especially those Sforim that have come out in recent generations. Rav Nosson Zal is referring to, for example, Reb Shimshon Astropolia, the Karnayim, the Mekubolim, who came even after the Arizal. Shekol Soidois HaKabola, Hakoyel Nemru, Al Bechinas Tselem Alekim, Shinevra Boyhodon. That all the secrets of Kabbalah that speak about the different heavenly worlds and everything, that all of that is also relevant to the Tzelem Elohim in which man was created. V'chol ha-tzimtzumim shel b'chinas chol al-aponui, ha-koil na'ase im kol odom, b'chol zman, kefi madregosoi. And all the tzimtzumim that the Sifrei Kabbalah describe regarding the chol al-aponui and everything that's related to that, all of that takes place inside of every single person, every single Jew, every single human being, in every generation, and according to, based on the madrega of that person. Ukemuvon b'hatoyra azoyis kanal, as is expressed in this chapter on the Kutimran, chapter 49, that this halacha is based on. This is Rav Nosson Zal's opening remarks, and now he's going to dive in to explain, to clarify further.